Ibn Ezra asks a question, how the Torah can command us not to desire when it's an emotion, it's a feeling, it's not an action. We either have it or we don't. How can the Torah say, don't desire things of your friends? He gives a mashal, the king is looking to marry off his daughter, and there's a poor peasant in the field who's looking for a shidduch. He never in his wildest dreams thinks he's going to marry the king's daughter because it's out of his league. Similarly, says the Ibn Ezra, that I should realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us is for us, and other things are out of our league. The Hasidim give a different answer, similar mashal, but the reverse. He says that the king is looking to marry off his child, but you're that child. You're the son of the king. And you're never going to look at what other people have and say, you know what, Dad? I want that person's car. I want that person's house. I want that person's clothing. You know why you would never say that? Because it's beneath your dignity, because you're the son of the king. We're all the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're the children of Hashem. Our father's the king of the world. It's beneath our dignity to look what other people have. When you realize that your father's the king of the world, you're never going to look and desire what other people have. Have an awesome, amazing, uplifting Shabbos.